In 2003, the zoo in my city bought a male white tiger. His name is Snowball, and he was born in a wildlife park somewhere in the United States. His ancestors were from forests in central India. At the age of 7 months, he traveled by airplane to our zoo. Now he is 2 years old and will probably live another 20 years. There are very few white tigers in the world. These rare, beautiful creatures have sparkling blue eyes, rosy pink noses, and buttery white fur with brown stripes from head to tail. They are as tall as a fourth grader, twice as long, and 5 times heavier, with a tail that measures 3 to 4 feet. They are good swimmers, but poor climbers. Slow runners, but stealthy and accomplished hunters. When hungry or sick, they have been known to attack and kill people. Over the years, hunters have killed and sold these animals for large amounts of money. Population growth has destroyed much of the forests and grasslands where they live. And today, no known white tigers remain in the wild. These animals can now be seen only in zoos or wildlife parks. Tigers are solitary animals. Snowball seems happy in his home, a 1-acre hilly park closed in by a high chain link fence, with trees, a pond, and a dark cave. He spends his day walking, lying in the sun, playing with his toys, sleeping, sharpening his claws, and stalking the water buffalo in a nearby enclosure. In the late afternoon, the keepers feed Snowball 3 whole chickens, 10 pounds of meat, brown bone, and vitamins. He then sleeps in his night house until morning, when he begins his day by splashing in the pond. It is a shame not all white tigers were as fortunate as Snowball.